how would you get it into their food?
That's for later. Let's get hold of the stuff first.
We shall find out immediately if the room below is really hers. Now, come along.
Four, five.
She carries me in one hand along the corridor, counting the number of doors we pass until we reach the stairs, then down one flight to the fourth floor.
Two, three, four, five, six.
There it is, number 454.
The same number of doors. Her room is directly below your room.
Let's go now.
Definitely her balcony down there.
It's a long way. If I fall, I'll be a goner.
I can see spiked iron railings far below.
How are you going to climb down?
I'm not sure.
I've got it.
Grandmother rushes back into her room and begins rummaging in a chest of drawers.
Found it.
She comes back with a ball of blue wool. One end of it is attached to some knitting needles and a half-finished sock she's been making for me.
This is perfect. I shall put you in the sock and lower you down onto the Grand High Witch's balcony. But we must hurry. Any moment now that monster will be returning to her room. In you go.
She pops me in the sock.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Good luck, my darling.
And lowers me over the balcony. I crouch inside, holding my breath.
You're nearly there.
The sock is swinging about in the breeze.
Hold on. It's a bit windy.
Nearly there.
There you go. Gently does it. You're down.
I wouldn't call that gentle.
In you go. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Search the room.
On my way.
The Grand High Witch's bedroom has the same musty smell about the place I had noticed in the ballroom. The smell of witchery. But I don't see anything suspicious.
It looks like an ordinary bedroom. What's that?
What is it?
A frog hops across the carpet and disappears under the bed.
Hurry up! Grab the stuff and get out!
If you were the Grand High Witch, and you wanted to hide something top secret, where would you put it?
I jump onto the bed to get a better view of the room.
Under the mattress?
Very carefully, I lower myself over the edge of the bed and worm my way underneath the mattress.
It's dark under here. I can't see a thing.
I hit my head on something hard. I reach up and feel it with my paw.
A little bottle. And another one. Lots of little bottles.
Walking backwards and dragging the bottle behind me, I manage to reach the edge of the mattress. I roll the bottle off the bed onto the carpet. It doesn't break.
Formula 86, delayed action mouse maker. This bottle contains 500 doses. Eureka! I found it, Grandmama!
Come on then, darling.
I'm about to leave when three frogs hop out from under the bed and crouch on the carpet, staring at me with large black eyes.
Hello.
They are the saddest things I have ever seen.
Did you used to be children too? Who are you?
At that moment, the door bursts open.
Oh, thank goodness that is over.
The Grand High Witch.
The frogs hop under the bed. I dart after them, still clutching the bottle, and squeeze in behind one of the bedposts.
Where are you?
Her face comes into view, peering under the bed.
Oh, so there you are, my little froggies. You can stay where you are until I go to bed tonight. Then I shall throw you out of the window, and the seagulls can have you for supper.